From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP's latest effort to cut off the riser pipe on top of the leaking wellhead at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico involves using giant shears after a diamond-laced wire saw became stuck in the pipe. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen describes the process.
You can imagine a really big set of scissors powered by hydraulics is down there horizontally placed around the riser pipe ready to cut sometime this morning. They've got a ship positioned over the top of the well with a riser pipe going down connected to what we call the top hat, which is a new catchment device.
Allen on NBC's Today Show says that device will hopefully contain much of the oil gushing from the wellhead. But Billy Nungesser, president of Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, says he's losing patience with BP's efforts to deal with the effects of the massive spill.
If we don't throw everything at this, including the kitchen sink, the only fish we're going to have is the pictures we have of the past. Because it is destroying, mile by mile, all of South Louisiana. And it's an absolute disgrace.
BP has been directed by the federal government to pay for building five additional sand barriers to try to keep the oil from pushing further into fragile marsh and wetlands in Louisiana. President Obama is directing federal agencies to grant additional benefits to the partners of gay and lesbian federal employees. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president is calling that move an important step on the path to equality.
The new benefits build on those ordered a year ago by the White House. They include relocation expenses and family assistance in the case of hardship transfers. Because of the Defense of Marriage Act, though, federal workers' gay and lesbian partners are still ineligible for the most valuable workplace benefits, health insurance, and retirement. President Obama issued a statement renewing his call for Congress to change the law so those same-sex partners can enjoy the same benefits that straight federal workers' married spouses receive. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
The political corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich gets underway today. NPR's David Shaper reports President Barack Obama's chief of staff may be called to testify.
Blagojevich's attorneys have reportedly subpoenaed White House chief of staff Rahm Emanuel to possibly testify for the defense. The 24-count indictment alleges that Blagojevich tried to pressure then-Chicago Congressman Emanuel to have his brother raise money for Blagojevich and that the ex-governor threatened to withhold a state grant for a school in Emanuel's district. Defense attorneys may want to call Emanuel to testify that he never received any such pressure or threat and to possibly refute allegations that Blagojevich was trying to leverage his power to appoint a successor in the U.S. Senate to President Barack Obama for personal gain. Barring any last-minute delays, jury selection for the trial is expected to begin this morning. The trial is expected to last 3 to 4 months. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. Mercury is going the way of Pontiac and Saturn. Ford Motor Company deciding to dump its Mercury brand after 72 years. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the automaker says it will focus on growing its Ford and Lincoln brands.
Edsel Ford began Mercury in 1939 to give people a stepping stone from their basic Fords to more luxurious brands. But while the Blue Oval has been gaining customers, Mercury has been losing them. Ford sold only 92,000 Mercuries last year, down from more than 500,000 in 1978. Bob Tasca is chairman of the Lincoln Mercury Dealer Council. He says the decision could be good for dealers who sell both Fords and Mercuries.
Probably simplifies their business, okay? Because when you've got Fords and Mercurys on the same lot, and they really look pretty much the same, you can argue that it doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
But 276 dealers will be left with only a Lincoln franchise, and some will likely close. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
The White House is confirming that Deputy Chief of Staff Jim Messina spoke with former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff to check on his interest in taking an administration post last fall, as Romanoff was considering challenging incumbent Senator Michael Bennet. In a statement released this morning, the White House said Romanoff had applied for a job with the U.S. Agency for International Development after President Obama was elected. The statement says Messina's call was to determine if it was possible to avoid a costly primary battle between two supporters of the president. The issue of the job's discussion with Romanoff comes after questions about what position, if any, a Pennsylvania congressman was offered to try to keep him from challenging Senator Arlen Specter. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.